This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Josh, welcome to the ATL, man. How you doing today?
Doing great, doing great.
Man, I want to start with a random question about Oregon State, because I'm always curious when I see guys who went to either Oregon or Oregon State, because it's a place that, if you've ever visited, if you've gone, you know, you go, wow, what gets guys to go up there and play football? What was your experience like? Because that's where you went to school before you made it to the NFL.
Yeah, I went to Oregon State, man. I'm from California originally, Los Angeles area, and I didn't know anything about Oregon State, you know what I mean? My cousin, he was a few years older than me, and he played there. He played safety, Daniel Drayton, and I ended up going up there, and I loved it. You know what I mean? Small-town vibes, which I'm not used to. I'm from East Coast, big town, California, L.A., and I went out there. I could really focus on football, focus on school, and I fell in love with it.
It's really cool, man. Yeah, Corvallis. I've never been. That's one part of the country. Never been, man. Corvallis. But Beavers, baby, and a pretty good basketball team, too, man. What have they told you about? What did they tell you, Josh, about here with the Falcons? Are you going to get a chance to compete for a guard job, or what's your role going to be?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. That's why I came here. You know what I mean? They don't have a left guard right now, so that's my goal, is to compete and make this team better and get that left guard position. And whatever they need me to do, I can play all three positions inside. I can play, so that's what I came well in for.
So, Josh, you come from the Jets, and you know we know how dysfunctional, or at least from the outside looking in, it looked dysfunctional. So, when a guy comes from a team where you know things have gone wrong, and fans see that, how would you explain that and say, "Hey, the team wasn't good," or you know, how do you explain as far as you being a part of that, and then expecting people to have you come here and have a major role or really help our football team?
It's tough, man. You know what I mean? Like you said, outside looking in, you think we're a terrible team, but we had talent on that team. We just couldn't put it together in the long run. It's hard to win a game in the NFL, like week in and week out. You know, we prepared just like any other team, but we just come up short. And for whatever reason that was, it just didn't work out. You know what I mean? And coming to a different team, I'm hoping and preparing that things go a lot better than they did last year. So.
It is Josh with us here, guys, on the WadeFord.com hotline, as we're talking about Josh Andrews again, our new guard. You're going to battle for the job. So, Josh, not to put you, you know, on the spot, but you got Mike Davis to spill it about Cam Newton. So let me ask you, can Sam Darnold do well in a new location based on what you saw? Does this guy just need a new fresh direction to get his career back where it needs to be?
No, absolutely. You know what I mean? Just from playing with Sam, and he has tremendous talent, you know, and I feel like he just needs a fresh start. He's to get his confidence back, and I feel like he'll be that in Carolina. So I'm rooting for him, man. Rooting for him a lot. So,
as far as our run game, the outside zone scheme and all of that, you've blocked in that before. What's your experience? Power run blocking? What's your past history?
Yeah, I love outside zone. You know what I mean? I feel like I'm a quick dude. So, like, me getting to the second level, reaching guys and just running, I feel like it fits me perfect, so I'm really excited to get into this game and get things going.
What do you know about the Falcons, man? We got a lot of new faces. They're going to be handing out like name tags and stuff. But what do you know other than like Matt and Julio in this team?
And Grady Jarrett. I know he's a great player. You know, Steven Means. I played with him in Philadelphia. But other than that, it's going to be new for me. You know what I mean? I know a couple of guys on the D-line, like I said, but I really don't know anybody on the O-line, so I'm looking forward to getting in the building and meeting these guys and competing with these guys and building the team that's going to win. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
Josh, right now, you back in L.A. And what have you been doing since the season ended as far as, you know, just training, COVID, all this stuff that's been going on? Are you here in Georgia? Where are you at right now?
I'm in Portland, Oregon. Me and my wife have a house out here in Portland, Oregon. You know what I mean? I loved it up here so much, I never moved back to California.
Wow. Okay.
So, man, I've just been training. I just had a little baby boy.
Congratulations.
On the 27th of March. So, I've been raising him, trying to get things ready and really just adjusting to that, having my second child. So it's been great. It's been a great offseason so far.
A lot on your plate, man. That's a lot of stuff to be dealing with. Josh Andrews is with us here, guys, on Dukes and Bell, one of our new Falcons that was added to the squad. Carl mentioned it, the zone blocking scheme, the coach, and we know about as much about him as you do because he's new for us, but it seems like up in Tennessee, they really got after it. Obviously, they had a monster of a running back, but running the football, it seems like that's a real attitude thing for you linemen.
Absolutely, 100%, man. It really is an attitude thing. You know, am I going to beat the guy across from me every play? And I feel like you got to just come up with that mentality. Every play you step up to the line, and I feel like I have that mentality.
It is Josh Andrews, guys, our new offensive guard here on the WaitForward.com hotline. A couple more things, Josh, and we'll let you roll, man. We're just, again, I think fans with new faces, new coaching staff, everybody's trying to get adapted to all the new things that we'll be seeing once we get around to camp. The offseason, you know, last year was different. It was all virtual. And then I see the NFL saying this year, you know, well, it may not be as much virtual as it was last year. Did you think that worked just from a player's perspective? Can you do that? Could you do that every year and feel comfortable with how the season went?
Yeah, I think so. Just because now I feel like every guy has their own trainer who specializes in what they do, what their craft is. And the offensive line, there's drills out there we can do in the off season. The only thing I like about OTAs and off season program and stuff is that you get to bond with your other linemen, your other teammates, you know what I mean? You get to be in unison with each other and get a feel for each other. So I feel like that's the one thing that was missing from OTAs, but it was proven last year that people can do it. So if they're gonna roll, like, people will get together but on their own. So I feel like it'll be, you know, interesting to see how things go moving forward.
Yeah, man, I agree. What's the kid? What's your baby's name, by the way? What'd you name him?
I'm sorry, say that again?
What's your kid's name? What'd you name your baby?
Oh, Onyx.
Oh,
like
nice.
The gym Onyx.
All right.
Yeah, my daughter's name is Jaden Onyx. So, like, that's the thing we went with. So, yeah.
Very cool.
Strong name.
Yes, very strong. Onyx, come here. All right, Josh, man, we appreciate the time. Look forward to getting a chance to see you, meeting up with you when the time comes. And congratulations. Welcome to Atlanta, man, and welcome to the Falcons.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate you.
Cool, man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.